What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Man, did I have a hell of a fucking weekend and a hell of a day today. I'm glad I got to go home early today because holy shit, it was worse than fucking on Sunday and Saturday. Saturday and Sunday, man, I've been getting all these fucking, friend requests on Facebook, but each and every single one of them that I would say yes to, they all had to call me and have a fucking goddamn conversation with me. Holy shit. This has never happened to me before in my life. Couldn't believe it. Today was fucking worse. I mean, just like over the weekend, they were all asking for my, WhatsApp. And, my Google Hangouts and shit like that, so this way we can communicate. But most of them were fucking girls, dude. And these were real people because they were asking me personal questions. I said, you know what, you're asking for some very personal questions. You know what, since I answered all of your questions, now it's time for you to answer my questions. So I got a little personal with them. And these girls, they were real people. They were real people. I don't know if the person in the picture was a real person, but I got a little personal with them. They told me their whole story and everything, why they're single and this and that. And I kept telling them, I was like, and then they were just dropping these fucking goddamn, the shaming tactics, man. When I said that I wanted to be alone, I was like, you're looking in the wrong direction. If you want to be in a relationship with somebody and marry a guy and lead up to marriage and marry the guy, you're not looking at the right guy. I was being straightforward and honest with them. Yeah, the pictures that they showed me, yeah, they were very beautiful women. I don't understand why they're single. Probably because they're a bitch. Probably because they're hypergamous. I'm seeing a lot of beautiful women nowadays single. Even in my town, they're single because they're so fucking hypergamous. They want the best, they want the guys with the money and all this fucking shit. Hypergamous as fuck, and this is why they can't find love in the fucking first place. Now these are real women that were contacting me, looking for love and all this shit. I said, you're looking in the wrong direction, and then they're shaming tactics. They're all one of them was laughing at me so hard, she's all, you want to live your life and die alone? She starts laughing, I was like, what's so fucking funny about that? And then she starts being sexist. So, well, you're a man. You're supposed to be taking on the responsibilities like a man. You need to be taking care of a woman, you need to be taking care of the kids, and doing the manly thing. I'm just like, you guys are so fucking sexist. Oh my god. And these conversations would not stop. I'd be like, I told you what I wanted. I wanted to be single for the rest of my life. You're looking in the wrong direction if you want to be in a relationship with me. Sayonara. Goodbye. Still, some of them wouldn't even give it up. They were still trying to change my mind. Especially that one that lives here. She said, yeah, we both live in the same town. Oh, great. Watch, I'm gonna hear again from her tomorrow, because these bitches, they don't give up. They don't. And these women were real. I thought they were these fake robot fucking bitches that were trying to lure me someplace else just so they can make some money or something like that. Because I've had that happen to me before in the past. Even years ago in Adult Friend Finder, they tried doing that, pulling that shit. These fucking spammers. But no, these were fucking real women. They were serious. I could not believe my fucking eyes. What was going on? Yeah, ladies, you want what you can't have. I know you want me. But the last one, just this afternoon, after 5 o'clock, there's the last one that called me. She was like, yeah. She asked me what I was looking for. I was like, I'm looking for nothing. I was like, you came to me. You dropped me a line. I'm not looking for anything. She's like, well, I was like, what the hell? I told her, asked her, I was like, what the hell are you looking for? And she's like, well, I'm looking for a man, you know, that
is willing to be in a relationship with me, and then we'll build up into a marriage, and we'll be, and I want a man that will live with me for the rest of my life.
Oh my god, and the pictures that they're showing me of themselves? Yeah, a lot of them were pretty. You know, they had boobs, normal looking girl, but, you know, pretty. But I can already see them, and then when I'm looking at their picture, they're seeing the wall approaching. They're post-wall women. These girls are not in their 20s. They're like, some of them looked older, a little bit older than me. I mean, they're seeing the wall approaching, and they're probably just riding the cock carousel until now, and they found me, and they're just like, well,
this looks like a guy I could settle down with.
Nuh-uh. I'm going to tell you ladies right now, I'm going to put this video on Facebook. I'm going to tell you right now, any of you women out there who want to be in a relationship with me and drops me a line, don't do it. The answer is no. No, no, no. I'm not going to be in a relationship. Period. I don't want to be tied down. I don't want to have to work about 60 hours a week just to make you fucking happy. For all I know, you know, even though you got off the cock carousel, you saw the wall approaching, but you still fuck around with these younger kids, these younger guys out there, 18, 20 years old, behind my fucking back. That's exactly what's going to happen. I even explained this to these bitches today, why I won't do it. And they were laughing at me. I was just like, and some of them were like, no,
don't be ridiculous. What the hell is a cock carousel? This and that.
You know, we were all fucking day today. I was in arguments with women. And they're pulling that shaming tactic shit. It's not going to work on me. So the answer is no, ladies. So when you come across my profile, you think that, you see my picture, you think that I'm going to be a guy that you can settle down with, you're wrong. Get your ass out of here. Don't even bother. Unless you want to hook up. You want to hook up? You want to have a little one-night stand? You want to be my bed buddy? So be it. I'm all for that. But marriage? Being in a relationship with you? Cohabitating with you? I don't think so. You're looking in the wrong direction. And that's the last thing I said to this last woman, because she was looking for a relationship, and I said, honey, you're looking in the wrong direction. If you're looking for a guy that wants to be with you for the rest of your life, you're looking in the wrong direction. She said, oh, I'm glad you let me know. Thanks. That was it. My phone couldn't stop ringing. I'm getting all these fucking friend requests out of Wetlock. And everybody wanted to talk to me on fucking Google Hangouts, on WhatsApp, and all this fucking shit. All fucking day, and they couldn't leave me alone. Nobody. God, I hope tomorrow ain't like this. I can't tell you. I must have friended like 150 people today, and spoke to 150 people today. Well, that's all I have to say. I'm gonna post this on Facebook. I hope these women find it, because I know they're beforehand. They're scrolling through my goddamn profile. I hope they see the video, so this way it'll save me some trouble. You can't be with a guy like me. I'm sorry, I'm not meant to be with somebody. Period. I'm meant to be alone. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.